Good morning, Marina Trenching at MT2 Telecom.
Good morning. I'm trying to get a hold of Bill, please.
Yes, can I tell him who's calling?
Absolutely. This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
One moment.
Thank you.
This is Bill.
Bill, how are you doing, sir? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I'm actually circling back around. It looks like you spoke to one of our associates here last year named Leo, if that rings
right.
a bell.
Right, yeah.
And I just kind of was following up with some older contacts. He's actually no longer here. He moved to a different state. But just thought I'd touch base with you guys. It looks like we still have a pretty good solid line of credit available for you guys for either working capital or equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if you had any needs here in the second quarter?
I mean, we initially went with Cardiff back, 2 years ago? Something like that, a year and a half ago.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Maybe a little more. And then you guys had a consolidated deal with BFS West, pretty sure.
Well, I see that there was, per the notes here, it looks like you had funding with BFS and Balboa Capital at one point.
Sure.
No longer
Balboa. I mean, we don't going with Balboa.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that initiated was Leo with Bank of Cardiff, and when we went to get a loan, you moved it up to BFS West.
Gotcha. Okay. So the approval was actually through BFS, then, is what you're saying?
Yes, and that's who we're still working with.
Okay. Well, we can, was that in a position where it's renewable, how far are you paid into that current?
Halfway through it.
About halfway, okay, so it is renewable then at this point. From my experience, BFS, they offer fairly large loan amounts.
Unsecured,
correct. How much was the loan originally for, just out of curiosity?
We've re-upped it. But I think it was $750,000
or $75,000?
$750,000.
$750,000, okay. So you're halfway paid into that at this point. So.
No, and then we re-upped it to 1.0, and then they added on top of that their 36%.
Gotcha, okay. So... I'm not too familiar with their pricing, but if it's around, the 1.36 factor rate, 36% of the actual funds that you took out, then that's probably, was that around a 12-month term or something of that nature? Maybe a little shorter?
315 payments.
315, so 315 divided by 21 business days, I think is what they do. So yeah, 15 months would be the total. Okay, yeah, I mean, usually they're actually our source that we syndicate through for larger funding amounts above $250,000. Yeah, every once in a while I'll get an approval for a little bit more, but it's not very common.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out if we were acting.
That's the reason we went with them, because we were looking a lot more than you guys were willing to loan at the time.
Yeah, we're not quite as big as those bad boys.
Yeah.
Fortunately, not yet, at least.
Hopefully not as bad as those bad boys either.
No, we try to take care of our people, definitely. Well, I mean, I guess one of the reasons I called also is because we do specialize in working capital, but we also offer loans for equipment, and that's really where Bank of Cardiff initiated their business was with equipment. So I looked in the notes there, and it looks like Leo had mentioned that you guys were maybe looking at some equipment. It's been well over a year at this point, so I didn't know.
It's been more like 2 years, so... So, yeah, right at the moment, I think we got that covered. But if you want to send me something, I don't know if you can go into terms or anything like that.
You know, our approval process for equipment is very seamless. All we need is just our application back, obviously just for the wording on there with a signature, and a quote for the equipment that you're looking into. We don't always need the quote. I can pull something off the internet that has a comparable price, and we can always change the equipment later down the road. It's not a big deal. But we also look at 3 months of bank statements just to see that the company has a cash flow, and in your case, obviously, you do. I don't really even need those, to be candid with you, in most cases. But how much would the equipment run if you were looking at any equipment right now, like the overall cost?
We're probably looking at maybe $500,000.
Okay.
Because we're talking about heavy equipment.
Gotcha. Is it like yellow iron is what we call it in banking terms? So it's backhoes, so tractor structure.
John Deere. Well, John Deere's not yellow, but.
I hear what you're saying. John Deere green.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stepfather grew up on a farm in Michigan, and he collected the 40 series, and I think we had a 60 and maybe even a 50 for a while. So that was kind of his hobby. Collect them, fix them up, and show them and stuff.
Sure.
Pretty fun.
So if you, I'm going to have to run here, but if you can send me an email and, just give me some ideas about what you have available, and we'll go from there.
Definitely, Bill. I can do that. All I have is John's email address that I see right now. I just have John at Moreno Trenching. What was your email address, Bill?
It's bill@morenotrenching.com.
Bill, alrighty. B-I-L-L. All right, Bill. And if you have call ID, this is my direct number. Otherwise, it'll obviously be on the information I sent out to you.
Yeah, I don't have caller ID. So, go ahead and include all that.
We'll do. I'll get it right over to you, buddy. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Not a problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.